We're going to bring a little sunshine to an otherwise rainy Tuesday morning as Joe Smith joins us live. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, how are we doing?
Good, buddy.
I got it. We had a beautiful day yesterday, and it is just pouring.
It is, and the rain started yesterday afternoon, and will continue throughout today, tonight, and tomorrow. But the good news, Joe, it's going to be 60 today and 62 tomorrow, so we're not like Denver, who's shoveling out of a blizzard, or Texas and Oklahoma, who are dealing with tornadoes. We've been pretty fortunate here the last couple of years, and I'm going to keep reminding the weather gods that we do appreciate them looking out for us. Now, it was raining baskets at the Assembly Hall last night. 15 shots in a row. When I you know, at the point in the game is under control, so I'm kind of doing some other things, and it's on in the background, and I keep hearing how many in a row are going in, and it didn't even sound real, but the Hoosiers, scoring's not going to be the problem with this team, Joe. Offense isn't going to be the issue, and it was a full meal deal last night. Indiana convincing victors over Austin Peay.
Well, it was a certain wow factor what we witnessed during a 12-minute, 14-second run of as good of shot-making that we've seen in the Tom Crean era Monday night. In the Hoosiers' demolition of Austin Peay State, the Governors falling 102-76 in the Maui Jim Maui Invitational opening round, 15 consecutive shots went down, resulting in 36 points. The marksmanship, a true blueprint laid out of how the Hoosiers can flat score, and as Coach Tom told us postgame, the result came off of movement, running, and spacing the court well. Boy, did they ever. It all started innocently enough after Max Bielfeldt missed a three, Hoosiers leading by 11, 57-46. Next possession, Max stole the ball, laid it in, and that started the run of 15 consecutive shots. All told, in that stretch, Indiana hit seven threes, three each from Nick Zeitzloff and James Blackman Jr. They had four layups, a modest Yogi Ferrell jumper for two, and three Troy Williams dunks. It wasn't until the 3:16 mark the unbelievable streak ended when Blackman missed a layup. By that time, Indiana had 95 points on the board and led by 27. The Hoosiers hit just shy of 80% the second half, missed only 5 of 26 shots that they arched, hit 8 of 10 threes, and when the dust settled, the Hoosiers hit nearly 67% for the game, 16 of 27 from behind the line, 59%, and had 51 points to equal its point production the opening 20 minutes. 5 in double figures, 22 from Yogi. He was the leader in points Monday night, assist with 9, and tied Thomas Bryant with 6 rebounds. All of that in 28 minutes. James Blackman Jr. wound up with 20. Zeitzloff had 15 on 5 triples. He was 5 of 7, tying a career high there. Troy had 14, and Thomas Bryant wound up with 11. James Blackman Jr., Yogi, and Nick were 13 of 18 from behind the line, and the trio from three-point range the second half didn't miss any. They were 7 of 7. And that kind of mirrored and matched the 15 of 15 shot-making during a 12-14 stretch of perfection in the second half that moved the Hoosiers to 2-0 ahead of Creighton Thursday night at 7 o'clock. 102-76, the verdict Monday night over the Governors from Austin Peay State. The IU women in action later tonight at the Assembly Hall on the McCracken Court. Terry Moore and Screw will look to go 2-0. They have a test tonight in the 25th-ranked Chattanooga Moccasins, coached by former Ohio State head man Jim Foster. 7 o'clock is tip time, round 2 of the preseason WNIT. Girls basketball tonight, all three Monroe County squads in action on a Tuesday night. Edgewood home to Bloomfield, who's unbeaten at 3-0. Bloomington North looks for its second of the year at Martinsville, and Bloomington South tonight plays at B&L. We have sports talk tonight behind the scenes with Fred Glass, and also a little NCAA soccer. The Hoosiers go in as the 16th seed with a bye. Head coach Todd Yeagley, Big Ten midfielder of the year Tanner Thompson, and the All-Big Ten first-team defender Grant Lillard will join us as well. We'll start our conversation a little past 6 tonight live from Yokies. It's Sports Talk.
Yep, and the Hoosiers gaining the 16 seed, Joe. They seed the top 16 teams in the men's soccer, a little bit different from how they do it in basketball. So the Hoosiers get a home game. That was exciting. And Indiana finished strong 9-1-2 in their final 12 games. That didn't hurt their chances with any of that. So a very busy weekend. Game time is set for noon on Sunday, I am told. The winner of Boston University or UConn. UConn and the Hoosiers have some tournament history as UConn, on a freezing cold day in stores, knocked out Pat Noonan and Ryan Mack their senior year after Indiana had been to the Final Four, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. That was 2002 on a bitter cold day. Beat them a goal to nil. So Hoosiers in Wake Forest side of the bracket. That's what happens when you're the number 16 seed, Joe. You're over there with the number one. But at this time of year, just like in 2012 when the Hoosiers were a 16 seed, they went on to win the national championship, had to win at Notre Dame, had to win at North Carolina, had to beat Georgetown in the final. You're going to beat some big teams if you want to go places, and they're not afraid of any of that.
Well, I think they got a lot of drive going into that 16 seed. You know, they had it when they marched all the way to the national title, and two going out as a relatively high seed last year. What, Xavier took them out, didn't they? Playing as Indiana, didn't they have the 4 or 5 seed last year?
I try to block that game out, but
I flushed it too, but that
game should have been 4-0 after 15 minutes. It wasn't, and Xavier put Indiana to the sword. A late penalty kick in that game with about 12 minutes to go. But happier times for the Hoosiers. The defense has been the key, Joe. They're not giving up a lot of goals. You don't have to score a lot when you don't give up a lot. And, again, a lot of 1-0s from here on out. It's not going to bother anybody at all. At 8:45, we'll go inside the box score, take a look at some of the things Indiana did well, some of the things they need to improve on, and the status of Nick Zeisloff's pinky finger.
Oh, it's fine.
You pop it right back in. Now, that's going to be sore, but, again, you should be able to move on with all of that. And we'll even put one eye on Creighton down the road on Thursday as well.
Sounds good. We'll be here.
Pacers fall last night in Chicago. Paul George had a tough one at the buzzer.
He was fouled.
Well, you don't get those calls on the road, just like Indiana football doesn't get any calls against Michigan at home. George's seventh game in a row with plus 25, so any questions about his lingering leg, I don't think there's a problem there. What else do we need to know? Colts are in action 1 o'clock on Sunday. We've got all week to talk Colts. So we'll come back at 8:45 and get inside the Hoosiers, and we'll see you tonight live at Yogi's.
All right, sounds like a plan.
8:46 at WGCL, the morning after Indiana University men's basketball during the work week. We bring you a special live report. As Joe always joins us at 7:45 and 8:45. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, despite the rainy weather. But
that's okay. It's warm and rainy. We're not scraping anything or having to throw
any
litter down. That's not bad at all. It's fun to talk. We're going to do it one more time this week coming up on Friday as we get to the morning after IU Hoops. We talked in hour number one. It was raining jump shots and raining dunks and raining everything at the Assembly Hall, but still some things to clean up. Tom Crean impressed with the scoring outburst, which shouldn't come to a surprise. Heck, he's at practice every day. But, Joe, still got to work on a little bit on the defensive end. Turnovers maybe a little too high. But all in all, a decent win for Indiana as they move on to bigger competition and bigger fish to fry here coming up a little bit later this week and a little bit later in November.
Well, there was a lot to note offensively, which we did earlier today, but always things to work on as we now move forward to Thursday night and Creighton as we kick off the Dave Gavitt tip-off games, pitting Big East against Big Ten. It was 102-76 on the board on McCracken Court last night over Austin Peay State. Marksmanship outstanding, as we noted, as Indiana missed only 5 of 26 shots in the second half, nearly 81%, a run of 15 straight field goals, good for 36 points, 5 in double figures, 14 steals, its best in 4 years, 25 assists on 40 made baskets. Hoosiers hit 16 triples, scored, 29 points off the break, got 26 bench points, buoyed by Nick Zeitzloff's 5 threes, which matched the career high. The Hoosiers forced 23 Austin Peay turnovers for 33 points to aid the offense. But all of that said, Indiana had to outscore the Governors 24-18 in the battle in the paint in the second half to just draw even at 40-40. stat that Coach Tom told us in the post game is not going to work against the teams that will be playing, and he speaks the truth. Austin Peay predictably shot 48% for the game after a woeful effort last week against Vanderbilt to stay competitive last night. Indiana turned it over 20 times, good for 19 points against, and shot only 3 free throws the entire second half. So those are all starting points as we move this process forward, and Creighton and the Gavitt tip-off games starting on Thursday night. By the way, we'll get underway with that series tonight. Maryland's home to Georgetown while DePaul plays at Penn State, and Nebraska goes east to Villanova. It's Indiana and Creighton, 7 o'clock on the McCracken court. The Hoosiers looking to become 3-0 before the trip over to the island of Maui next week. Well, like Creighton, it's a huge step up the ladder for Terry Moore and the women tonight. Round 2 of the preseason WNIT, 7 o'clock in the Assembly Hall as the Indiana women battle former Ohio State head coach Jim Foster and those Chattanooga Mocs. The Moccasins, 58-8 over the last 2 years, 29 last season. Indiana opening up like Indiana's fellows, very impressively in the season opener, beating Tennessee State in this tournament. Indiana will be guaranteed at least one more game, win or lose tonight, obviously. So it'll be a nice early season test against an opponent that is a top 25 team. Well, we have lots going on a Tuesday, and back at Yogi's we are tonight as Fred Glass joins us behind the scenes, and we'll take a peek at NCAA soccer coming up. Yep, the time of year again. Always a pleasure to bring in head coach Todd Yeagley, and he brings in a couple of reasons why Indiana's going to its 29th consecutive postseason big show. And we're talking about Big Ten Midfielder of the Year, Tanner Thompson, and Big Ten, All-Big Ten First Team defender Grant Lillard joining us in conversation. We'll be live tonight, a little past 6, Sports Talk from Yogi's on a Tuesday.
Pacers fall last night, Joe. They lose at the buzzer. Paul George, you claim, was assaulted, and no call.
Well, you know.
I'm with you. You saw it, I didn't. I just read about it. So. The calls on the road sometimes, you don't get friendly whistles in there. The NFL football game last night, woof. That was a tough one.
Struggle.
You just take defensive out and put struggle in
there. Or offensive struggle, defensive masterpiece, I guess. Especially for Houston, they upset them.
That sounds a little bit better. Now Houston, the Colts tied at 4-5 in the AFC South. Sounds like Matt Hasselbeck getting ready for his work. Heck, he's unbeaten on the year. Colts and Falcons, 1 o'clock Sunday. We'll have pregame for you at noon, and Thursday night football rather. Tennessee at Jacksonville. So we'll see the whole division played out by Friday morning, Joe. So we'll know exactly where the Colts are and what's going on, and get them ready for the week. Pacers are in action. What did I say? They're getting Philly coming up and then home Milwaukee on Saturday. Griffin Oaks, Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week.
Yeah, good for him.
It was. How Jordan Howard isn't mentioned in there for anything, I guess he couldn't be because Jake Rudock had six touchdown passes to.
Yeah, they had a corner Michigan on the offensive side of things. With
he was National Player of the Week, too.
J.U. Jessen and Rudock, yeah. Among others, yeah.
Rudock, National Offensive Player of the Week. Cubs, yes. Chris Bryant, National League Rookie of the Year, unanimous. Carlos Correa in the American League with Houston. And those are some of the big angles making news this morning. You've got high school girls, and everybody's got high school girls hoops tonight. Is that right?
Well, all three Monroe County teams play tonight. Edgewood has Bloomfield. Let's see, North goes to Martinsville, South down at D&L.
So we'll get caught up on all those scores tomorrow morning. And we'll see you tonight live at Yogi's Corner, 10th in Indiana, 6-7, for a preview of NCAA men's soccer.
Yep. Looking forward to it.